What's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com. Let's get down to business. Oh, my God. Okay. So, I got to talk about this. And this is, again, this is me talking about owner-op and stuff. But normally, I'm just shooting out ideas and shit about that. I try not to give advice because I don't do it, right? But I got to give advice in this case because I was listening to some shit. And, oh, God. Okay. Anyway, podcast is always sponsored by truckdriverbooks.com. Go to truckdriverbooks.com. That's www.truckdriverbooks.com. Anyway, guys, go there and you'll check it out. It's an audiobook you can purchase and it'll help you get into the trucking industry. Let's get down to business. This is one of those ones. Yeah. Okay. If you want to be an owner operator, whatever you want to call it, all that name shit, because the truth is just only company drivers and owner operators. Okay? That whole lease purchase shit is stupid. There's no real such thing as a lease purchase. You're either leasing the truck or buying the truck. It's all the same shit. Bottom line, you're paying for it. You're paying for the fuel, you're paying for the truck, you're paying for the wheels, everything. So you are an owner operator. All right? I'm not acknowledging that shit. We just going to sever it down the line. A company driver does not necessarily need tax advice, okay? Because you're a company driver. If you don't have any kids, you don't have any properties you own or things like that, you don't necessarily need tax advice. However, if you're about to buy a truck, please do not take tax advice from truck drivers. Truck drivers are, dude, these are, all right, I'm not, look, I know a lot of y'all are conservatives, but I'm just being honest. You know in hell well that some y'all, you are the wrong people to be taking tax advice from. All right, you know you are. You know when you start saying the government is stealing your money, and you know it. Come on, that's why you have a CPA, because you know you can't be trusted. You know you start writing that check to pay the government, can't even get the letters out your hand before you tear the check up. I mean, let's be honest. So, here's the thing: there are two people that you should get if you want to be an owner operator. There are companies that can help you. You can Google them. Some companies actually have people that will help you. They're accountants, CPAs, people like that. You need to give you tax advice. Let me repeat that. Accountants, CPAs, like that, to give you tax advice. Do not take tax advice from Joe Billy to the trucker. Okay. All right. Let me tell you something. This is how it works. When you go to jail, right, it's going to be you and it ain't going to be Joe Billy. Right, you ain't gonna never see Joe Billy again. If you ever do see Joe Billy again, Joe Billy gonna be like, "I can't believe you did that, boy. I was just joking." All right, you have to get tax advice from a CPA or an accountant or a lawyer, a tax attorney. You need to. You own a business and a major business at that, and the things that you give up, not deducting, or if you get, here's the thing. A lot of guys will try to go solo, right? But then the IRS calls them in. Do you want to face the IRS by yourself, or would you like an attorney? That's a choice, right? I prefer attorney, right? All right, so this is a short one, because I just don't take the tax advice of truck drivers. I was watching this guy. He's like, "Man, these owner operators blowing his mind." Dude, when owner operators are blowing your mind, please understand, owner operators a lot of times are talking shit, okay? Truckers are big-time shit talkers. You do not take any advice. Every advice you get from me or any truck driver, you take it, a little piece of it, and you make it your own, and you verify everything we say, okay? That's the way. That way, you're always thinking for yourself. Because if you fuck up, even on some advice I give, ultimately it's on you, right? So you got to think for yourself. You take in advice and you mold it to better yourself and better your family. Always go with professionals, okay? So if you in court, if you in a court case, don't go with Ken's advice. Don't go with anybody's advice. Get a lawyer, okay? And this is especially if you in states like, you know, New York. You know, we all know how New York is, liberal town. California, same thing, liberal town. You need a CPA in these places. And yeah, it will be somewhat expensive, but better to spend the money now than later. next little piece of advice I got to cover. If you have a job in trucking, sleep apnea is real. They can force you to have a test, a full sleep apnea test. Not one that DOT has these kind of partial tests, really. I call them partial, but they might call them full. So you take that with a grain of salt, go do some research, but I call them partial. Because the truth is, a true sleep study is when you put electrodes in your head. You can go online and Google them. A sleep study, and it costs about 2 G's. This can happen to you normally. This is what a doc told me, and what I've seen, and what talking to drivers. If you have two or more symptoms of something. So what do I mean by that? You got high blood pressure and you got a thick neck, more than 18 inches. You got high blood pressure and you're fat. You have a high BMI. That thing, okay? That would mean that. But here's the thing. Most doctors adjust that shit. They don't just go with what the government says. They adjust it. Two, there's been a few court cases about it because what happens is simply is they suggest somebody goes take this test. They don't have sleep apnea and they just spend 2 G's. Okay. Cause a lot of companies, some companies will not help you with it. They just send you back home. You know what I mean? Like some companies don't have the money to spend. People don't realize that there's about 4 to 5 million truck drivers out there, right around four. Last time I seen an estimate, it was like 4.5. That is not all Warner drivers. Warner's got like 11,000 to 15,000 drivers, right? Snyder's got maybe 20-something thousand. Swift's got 20-something thousand, I think. These are not written in stone, guys. I'm just giving examples, okay? I know those numbers aren't necessarily accurate. But that's about how the industry works. You know, it's small companies, and they have small pieces of a big number that equals a total of 4 million or 4.5 million or 5 million. Because last time I seen an estimate of how many truck drivers there were, it's like 4.5 to 5 million truck drivers. That means that there's a lot of trucking companies out there, is my point. Okay? And they can't all afford to pay for a sleep apnea test. You know, yeah, Warner can. Yeah, whether they're going to do it or not, even, they still may not do it. So a lot of times, they're just going to send you home and make you pay for it. So if you're fat, get the 2 G's. You know, it's a great way to prepare for it. Just go get it. If you're not fat, but you have high blood pressure, and you have another flag, such as a thick neck, you could end up taking it even if you're not fat. That's real. So you want to make sure that all those things. I'll give you a simple thing that I do now. Don't eat the morning of your physical. Don't eat the morning of your physical. It will make your life hugely better. Don't eat. If you don't eat, what you will find is, damn, I'm not going to have high blood pressure. I'm not going to be nervous. Because a lot of times the guys who get hit with blood pressure, they're nervous, right? Their life, if you don't pass them on this physical, they're fucked. You know what I mean? It's like, and I don't know. But that's a little advice from me. Like I say, take it with a grain of salt, verify it yourself, see how it works for you, all right? Don't you be up in the IRS talking about Ken told me I ain't got to pay no taxes. I ain't never said that. Don't be telling them people my name. All right, guys, truckdriver101.com. Just a little something. Please do not take, don't get me wrong, when I say don't take tax advice, I'm just saying listen to other drivers, but then you verify whether that shit is actually true, because it may not be true in your state. It may not be true because he's married and you're not. So truck drivers often live in the middle of nowhere, right? There are many truck drivers. My trainer, we talked about this before, he lived in the middle of nowhere, and his expenses total was like $1,000 a month. The dude made $1,000 a week. You know, that's a different world. You know, when you're outside the city, and literally the number one news story was a guy got bit by a dog. I mean, you know, it's a tad bit different tax bracket, and the IRS isn't exactly running out to the shit pastures to do an audit. Okay. All right. So anyway, truckdriver101.com.